One of the more bizarre coincidences in the ongoing mystery of missing Malaysia Airlines Flight 370 is the fact that CNN airline and aviation correspondent Richard Quest met with the co-pilot, First Officer Farik Abdul Hamid, in February, about a month before the plane disappeared. This was part of a taping for a piece that hasn't aired yet that Richard was doing for CNN Business Traveler. We want to ask Richard about that and the investigation. He joins us now. And what was your reaction when you heard that the co-pilot of the missing plane was someone you'd flown with? You were in the cockpit.
It was really quite extraordinary because it came about on the Friday, Saturday, I can't remember exactly. We were starting to go into high gear to cover this crisis. And all of a sudden, I'd just gone home and I got an email from the duty editor in Atlanta saying, "You knew the co-pilot." I said, "No, not that I was aware of." I knew that I'd filmed on Malaysian Airlines 3 weeks earlier, and I knew I had a fairly good insight about the airline and the CEO because we were doing a story about them. Anyway, it transpires that Farik Hamid had posted one of the pictures of himself and myself in the cockpit on the flight deck, and somebody else had seen it and tweeted it, and in the nature of these events, that's how it was. But it was quite a shock to look at the picture and to think that I had sat behind watching him land a 777 only a matter of weeks earlier. And in fact, to that point, Robin, in my cell phone, when he did the landing, I've still got the cell phone video of him doing the landing.